Hello, everyone. Today is Friday, December the 30th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galanis, and I don't have my headphones on yet. My apologies.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. If you have a question for Dr. Shah or anything you'd like to write in and suggest that we talk about, send us a text 252-582-5028. You can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
And you guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting this podcast, sharing it online, and leaving us a good review on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast from. And we're going to leave a link in the description of this podcast so you can do that. So we want to set you up for success, because guess what? We want you to set us up for success.
That's right. And what better gift to give at the end of 2022? This is the last show of this year.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's kind of crazy that we've been doing this all throughout. When did we start? We started in November or October, I think.
I believe it was October.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's absolutely insane. Last episode of 2022. Next time we meet y'all on Clearview Today,
it'll be a new year.
Yeah, it'll be a new year.
It'll be a whole new year.
Speaking of New Year's, but this really has nothing to do at all with New Year's. You want to read the verse of the day?
I love that. Just segue confidently like it has anything to do.
Yeah, like it makes sense. And then they'll be like,
maybe I just didn't get it.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
So the verse of the day today comes from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. The word of God is alive and it's moving and it's going to accomplish its goal no matter what. God's work is going to be completed no matter what happens.
And I think, go ahead.
That's something that I needed to hear today, because all of my plans eventually will fall short if God's not a part of them.
Well, I think that gives us encouragement too, for those of you especially who are, you know, have a burden on your heart for someone you're trying to share the gospel with. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a family member who isn't a believer. You have a friend who isn't a believer, but the word of God doesn't return void. So even if you are sharing the gospel with them and they are not responding in the way that you had hoped, God's word is still accomplishing something.
That's right.
God's word is still powerful. It is still, just like you said, John, it is still living and active. So continue to be obedient in sharing the gospel with
those
people.
When God sets out to do something, it's going to get done.
That's right.
It's going to get done, and it's going to get done perfectly and in his timing.
Okay. This came up in a discussion the other day, and I really want to get your opinion on this.
Yeah.
These are two, whenever you go to a restaurant, mm-hmm. most restaurants have some sort of appetizer option that they'll bring to the table, either in the form of like a chips and salsa, or like breadsticks, or like biscuits.
Yeah.
Something before the actual meal.
Absolutely.
And that's not a full appetizer.
Now you're speaking my language right now.
So
I love me.
I'd like to talk about, if it's okay, to talk about bread today.
A carby intro.
I love some bread.
I do too, man.
Warm bread.
So does my son. Good gracious.
Bread is great. Okay. So here's two very popular options, and I want you to tell me what's your preference between these two, or if you would pick a third option. The battle royale is between Olive Garden breadsticks.
Okay.
And Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Ew, the breadsticks. The breadsticks. Got Olive Garden's breadsticks.
Are you serious with me right now?
Yes. I don't want Red Lobster Cheddar biscuits.
You're being 100% serious.
Yeah. No, the Olive Garden cheddar biscuits
are infinitely superior to the breadsticks.
Excuse you?
100% yes.
Excuse you. I don't even eat at Red Lobster that much, but I eat one of their biscuits and be like, this is a little too much. It's too buttery. It's too tart. It's too much. They'd be doing too much. The breadsticks are subtle. The breadsticks got some class.
I am floored.
No way. No way you prefer
the breadsticks are just rehydrated like croutons.
No way. Croutons? Speak
with respect. They were frozen crispy little breadsticks, and then Olive Garden just rehydrated them.
John, absolutely
I'm gonna
not.
I'm going to have to either weigh in or mute or go get some bread.
Or mute you.
All right, David.
The cheddar biscuits are better than the breadsticks are good.
The breadsticks are good.
Yeah, you dip them in ranch.
That's
what Ellie does.
Ugh. Yeah. I could sit there and eat a basket of breadsticks.
Yeah, trust me, I know.
But I could eat three of the lobster, like three baskets of the Red Lobster.
100%. I can make a meal off of
y'all. Before. There's no way y'all prefer Red Lobster's cheddar.
But can I also put in another contender?
Okay.
Are you going to mute me if I say no?
No. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and put you in another contender.
All right, here's my other contender.
Uh huh.
I've got two contenders.
Okay.
And this one isn't really a carb, but it involves a carb to eat it.
Before you say the contenders, Nicholas, what do you think? Just between those
Nick,
two.
Yeah, Nick, weigh in on those two.
The Red Lobster cheddar biscuits or the Olive Garden breadsticks?
The Red Lobster.
Thank you. Wait. Red
Lobster. Yep.
You want the cheddar biscuits?
Yep.
Why?
Because they're better. They taste better.
They're way too much.
They taste better. They have a better texture.
They're too strong, gang.
Too strong.
Nah, they taste good.
All right, go ahead and give me your other contenders.
All right, my second contender.
I wish we had a camera on y'all.
Well, it's okay.
I wish we had some breadsticks.
It has a carb to eat it, and it's George's crab dip.
I'm with you on that.
Use the pita bread to eat the
crab.
Here's the thing. The majority of listeners don't know what George's is. George's is a very local restaurant.
That's a local restaurant.
Well, y'all need to come to Oxford North Carolina. Or Henderson, North Carolina. And eat some crab dip from George's. I don't care where you're from.
But if you're talking to the majority of the United States,
right,
which we are.
I'm saying they need to get a plane ticket and come
here. Okay, a realistic suggestion would be...
Yeah, because they're not going... They have Olive Garden. They have Red Lobster. They're not going to have a local George's.
What is your realistic suggestion?
So, I don't have one. But my other contender...
I'm with you, though. The George's crab dip is superior. It's the best.
It is good. My other contender was... I don't think this is local to North Carolina, but it's Golden Corral. They're yeast rolls.
David.
What?
David.
Are you serious right now?
Number one, those aren't yeast rolls. You're talking about the big fluffy?
Yeah.
I don't think those were yeast rolls.
No, he's right. They are yeast rolls.
Okay, fine.
But no. Ew. Immediately no.
Yeah, those are not good. We don't know anybody who owns a Golden Corral, right?
I hope not.
Okay, yeah, no, they're gross.
Gross.
They're gross.
Absolutely not.
They're nothing but air. You're biting into a bready bag of air.
All right, shoot.
No.
I can't believe the...
Cheddar Bay biscuits for the win.
Are they Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Yeah,
I thought they were just Cheddar biscuits.
No, Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I can't believe those won out. I cannot believe it. I can't believe you thought the breadsticks would win out. Olive Garden breadsticks. Yeah, there's class to them. I don't want to go to some sea shanty biscuit... Some like little...
There's class to the Olive Garden breadsticks.
Yeah. We're not going to the Olive Garden, Ma.
I've got a segue out of this because I'm getting angry over carbs.
I've got a coupon from the Piper.
Oh, man. Well, with it being 2 days away from 2023, the last episode in 2022.
And this is how we end it.
On a fight about bread.
And I'm offended.
So before that clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve, we want to make sure that you enter the new year with a fresh determination for a new beginning. I know that's something that's been on your mind as you're headed toward 2023. Man, if I could just get to January 1st, I can get a new beginning. If I can just get to the start of the new year, I can start over. We're going to get Dr. Sean to talk more about that. But if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hey there, listeners. My name is John.
And I'm David.
And we just want to take a second and talk to you about Dr. Sean Nicole's new book, 30 Days to a New Beginning, Daily Devotionals to Help You Move Forward.
No matter who you are or where you are in life, you're going to get stuck. You're going to have goals that you just can't seem to reach, and you're going to be looking for some new way to start over.
Unfortunately, life does not have a restart button, but here's the good news. God's mercy is new every day, right? And so that means every day is a new chance for you to start over.
Now, Dr. Shah and his wife, Nicole, have written a new 30-day devotional in their 30-day series designed to give you practical tools for starting over. No matter where you are in life's journey or what pitfalls you've encountered, this devotional is going to help you move forward, refocus your mind on God's truth, and meditate on his word.
Mm-hmm. And you guys can pick up a copy right this second on Amazon.com.
Unless you're driving.
Yeah, don't shop and drive. Unless you're driving, in which case, wait till you get home. But we're going to leave a link for you right here in the description of this podcast, so it'll be waiting for you when you get home. That's 30 Days to a New Beginning, Daily Devotionals to Help You Move Forward.
And for the remainder of November and all through December, we'll be sending a free copy to anyone who supports the podcast by visiting us online and donating to the show at clearviewtodayshow.com.
That is a very, very good incentive, gang. That's 30 Days to a New Beginning, Daily Devotions to Help You Move Forward by Abaddon and Nicole Shah. Thank you guys so much for listening. David, you want to jump back into the show?
Let's go.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abaddon Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Dr. Shah, welcome to the studio today. Can you believe that this is the last episode of 2022?
I know. This has been quite a year. It's been quite a year. A lot of ups and downs, But when you see life through God's perspective, all things do work together for good.
Amen.
To those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose. So, do I have regrets? Yes. But overall, I know God will even take our messes and work them together for good.
That's right. Amen. And I love that you gave that verse, because that was our verse of the day just Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I love Romans 8:28. If you guys are unfamiliar with Dr. Shah's work, or if this is just your first time ever tuning into the show, Dr. Abadan Shah is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. You can follow his work on his website. That's abadanshah.com. And did you want to plug the social media before
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, before we launch into today's topic, we had a very specific text message that came in through the number. Hey, Dr. Shah said something about Daniel lining up or predicting when Christ was going to be born. I'm curious about that timeline. I think this is Elizabeth A. from North Carolina.
Oh, very cool.
She was kind of curious about that timeline and how that sort of happened, I guess.
What I want to do is, maybe can we dedicate one of the episodes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To talk about this, because it is one that will require some explanation, mm-hmm. and going through the numbers in the book of Daniel, and then kind of laying it out. You know, we're talking about Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. Talks about, now while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, on and on and on. And then it begins in verse 24. This is Daniel 9:24. Mm-hmm. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, on and on and on. And then in verse 25, this is Daniel 9:25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Mm. And then, of course, talking about the tribulation period comes in there too. So, what is required is for us to kind of walk through and put all these passages together.
I got you.
And it's quite amazing when you take all these into consideration, and when the Babylonian exile began, and when Cyrus the Great told them, go home, go back, and until the coming of Jesus, how amazingly it hits the same timeline as the birth of Jesus.
Amen. Maybe we'll dedicate an episode to that sometime in January.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Awesome. Absolutely. Thank you for writing in, Liz.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we'll send you a message back through that same number letting you know when that episode's coming up. So stay tuned for that. Dr. Shah, with today being only 2 days away from 2023, yes. That's crazy to actually say out loud. We wanted to take some time today and talk about, you know, your new book, 30 Days to a New Beginning, since yes. we're getting ready to start a new beginning. If you haven't picked up your copy yet, what are you doing? We've told you multiple times.
Yeah, I've been talking to y'all till we're blue
multiple
in the mouth.
Times,
order the
go
book.
Get the book.
Right? Don't be cute.
It would be cute if you ordered the book.
That's always They're a terrible available. Feeling. My mom used to say that.
Don't be cute.
Don't be cute.
You can be cute, but do it while you're ordering the book. you can get it on Amazon. It's available as a paperback and as an ebook, and it'll be available as an audiobook very soon.
Very soon.
Very, very soon. Pick up a copy for you and for a loved one today. But it's all about new beginnings, all about moving forward, all about getting unstuck from where you are. And I think that's a great way to spend our last episode of 2022. Just talking more about that idea of starting over.
Yeah. Well, this message that I preached back in December 28th, 2018.
That's it.
That's when I preached this message. But the first time I heard this message, believe it or not, this was going back to probably 1993 or 94.
Wow.
I was in probably 93. And it was my instructor in journalism, television broadcasting, Mr. Michael O'Brien.
Huh.
He's still around in Georgia somewhere. And he's talked about that. And I remember, you know, you're in college and I'm like 18, 19 years of age, and I was just in my own little world. And he gave a fantastic message to the student body in the cafeteria of all places. He talked about circling this mountain, go forth. I'm like, wow, I needed that.
Yeah.
And it always stayed in my head. And then when God called me in the ministry, I'm like, yes, I remember that sermon. And then later on, who knew that? How many years has it been since 1993?
I'm My wife was, it's 29. My wife was born in 1993.
So about 29 years later,
yeah.
Here's a devotional book.
Wow.
It's crazy how God manifests people that bless you in that way.
Yeah.
It just comes out later in life.
I remember sitting there. I still, right now, I can visualize myself sitting there and seeing Mr. O'Brien over there talking.
That's
awesome. And just powerful message he preached. He was quite a animated guy and probably still is. But the point is, God's people, the children of Israel, were circling, going in circles instead of moving forward. So in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 46, Moses says to them, "So you remain in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you spend there." Chapter 2, verse 1, "Then we turned and journeyed into the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me, and we skirted," skirting, round we go.
Yeah. Where we stop, nobody knows.
We do, it'll be the same place.
Yeah, that's right.
We skirted Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spoke to me saying, "You have skirted this mountain long enough. Turn northward."
I love that. Just like, hey.
Stop.
Enough.
It's like, I was going to tell this in one of the intros, but my son, he likes to play video games, but he can't play. So he wants Mario, but Mario is a platformer. He's just going to die over and over again. Yeah. So I put on Luigi's Mansion for him. He just walks in circles.
Yeah.
He just has Luigi in one room walking in circles. I went and made like a few sandwiches.
Yeah.
It must have been like 20 minutes. I came back. He's still just walking, still loving it. Just loving it.
Having a great time.
Hasn't done anything in the game. Doesn't know what he's doing, but he just loves to just walk in circles in that game. Yeah.
Move forward. Just
like, "Hey, can you go in the other room? Can you investigate, please?" He's like, "Dada, it's Luigi."
Can I temporarily get gross?
Yeah, please.
I mean, think about it. They have to use bathroom, right?
Mm.
All right. So if you read the book of Deuteronomy, God even gave them instructions on how to dig and bury and move forward.
But
here's the problem. If you're going in circles around this mountain,
you're coming
across the same old plumbing.
Yeah, you're going to dig up something you don't want to dig up.
You're going to run across some of those same burial sites.
Yes. Why not move forward? But, when people get into that place where they can't think anymore, more scared to death, they keep circling and digging up their old septic tanks.
Yeah, and then get mad. And they get mad. Like, that's something that I do. Like, I'll make the same old mistakes that I've been making for years and years and years, just circling around, coming to the same place, and then get angry. Like, I didn't know what was about to happen.
That's such a deep concept, though. Like, it's funny. We're laughing about it, but think about the implications of that, really. Like, you're just circling around, making the same mistakes, digging up your own mess.
And then trying to pretend like it's someone else's,
right.
Or try to pretend like someone else made me do it, when I've been making the same mistake, doing these same things, not thinking the right way for like 10-plus years.
Wow. For no other reason, for septic tank purposes, please move forward.
Move forward, man. You don't want to be,
can we go somewhere else?
Hey, Kevin, is this yours? No, you know it's yours.
Kevin.
You know that ain't.
There's the Kevin in here, people. So that was the situation. And they just kept doing this. And God had to tell them, please move forward.
What was their reason? Was it they were comfortable there? Or
yeah. Yeah, God's glory is here. So let's stay here. This is as good as it gets. And the fact that they went round and round in it.
Mm.
Now, does that mean that they literally moved, that whole group kept moving around the mountain range? Maybe they did. Or maybe they were just surrounded the mountain.
Yeah.
We'll
just settle here.
Mm.
Here's God, we stay here. What's wrong with this?
Yeah. When it was clear that God said, "I have a land set aside for you.
Yeah.
I have somewhere I'm taking you." They're like, "I think I'm just going to chill here."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So without Christ in your life, you will keep circling or skirting the mountain.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us can look back on 2022. And if we're being honest with ourselves, we can see we have not accomplished a lot of what God has wanted us to accomplish. I can look at that and say, I feel like, or I know that God wanted me to accomplish so much more, but because of hesitancy or doubt or not thinking straight or whatever it is, I have 100% fallen short of that.
Well, that's such an old problem. I mean, the Israelites struggle with this, but we struggle with it kind of on an ongoing basis.
Yeah.
We're like, this is where God is. I'm going to be right here. You know, we talk about all the time about we need to abide. We need to remain. We need to just stay where God
yeah.
is. And yes, that is true. You need to stay in God's presence. But could it be that God wants you to step forward in an act of obedience, trusting him and being obedient to him, and he's going to direct your steps?
Yeah.
I think so many times people get stuck on like, I don't know which direction to go, so I'm not just going to take a, I'm just going to not take a step forward until God makes it painfully obvious which way to go.
Clearview is right. a unique church in that way. Clearview is a very absolutely. Unique church in that moving forward is a priority.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would counter that. And they would say, you know, you never want to move forward just for the sake of moving
Make sure
forward.
You're not going without God.
Yeah. You just, it's moving forward for forward's sake. That's what God said to do. Move forward. I'm with you. I'm leading you.
Yeah.
I'm taking you somewhere.
Yeah.
And some of this, you know, the passage that I read for you guys was coming from Deuteronomy chapter 1, 46, verse 46. But keep in mind that even early on in verse 20, in other passages, I want to say, I'm trying to find the right reference, verse 6, Deuteronomy 1, 6, at Mount Horeb, their parents had done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a generational problem. Mm, this is right. the generation that came through the wilderness, but got stuck around Mount Sire. But earlier, their parents had been stuck at Mount Horeb, which is Mount Sinai. Can I read that passage?
Please. Yeah, please.
Deuteronomy 1:6, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. So this had happened before, 40 years earlier, or 38 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And now it happened again.
Yeah. And I like what you said in that message too. You said that, you know, God understands us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows how much we can handle. Like the people that he was leading out, they weren't like soldiers. They weren't like warriors. These right. were like laborers and former slaves right. and like bricklayers and the children of those bricklayers. So it's not like God was sending them out to do some impossible, like right. Unreasonable task. He was right. with them the whole time because he understood
right.
that these were his people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of them in time, when they left Israel, they left in certain military, how do I say this, formation.
Right.
So some of them had training,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Moses, I mean, they had Moses with them, for goodness sakes. The first generation had Moses and the second generation too, because Moses was still alive.
Yeah.
And then he passes away. And I mean, Moses was an accomplished warrior, mm-hmm. a general in Pharaoh's army, groomed to be the next Pharaoh in charge.
Right.
And if you think about some of the accomplishments that took place around the same time that Moses was in Egypt, you know, they give that credit to some of the Pharaoh, but it's really to Moses. He was the Napoleon of Egypt.
Wow.
You know, and this is forgotten history. This is history covered up.
Right.
But nonetheless, they had an amazing leader.
Yeah.
And yet they didn't want to move forward.
We never think about Moses as a military man.
Yeah.
We always think about him as the scared, timid guy who can't speak in the wilderness saying, please send someone else. I never think about him as a military general.
Or old, like white-haired, long-beard Moses carrying the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Like I feel like you default to one of those two
mm-hmm. yeah.
options, not mm-hmm. young Moses who was able to conquer
right.
and lead forces and had that training.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, one of the things I like that you say in the New Beginning devotional, I can't remember which chapter you say it in, but there's one that's a very specific point, is that as you're going on this journey, God wants to go on the journey with you. It's not just that he's lighting a beacon and saying, follow, like just go there, go yeah. to the waypoint. God is on the journey with you. He's taking you, and what you can't handle, he's coming beside you to
yes.
lift.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I love
that.
You
need to be going with God, not just chasing his presence that's further in front of
him. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what being that pillar of smoke and pillar of fire was all about.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to keep those marauding tribes that were watching this massive multitude coming out of Egypt, but also to give you direction, to give you comfort, to give you a sense of God's presence.
Right.
And nonetheless, they were reluctant to follow.
Yeah. Man, I think about the patience of God. I think about how patient he is with us, even in our fallings and our failings and our stalling and our hesitancy. I mean, God, who is immortal, has all the time in the world. Mm-hmm. He could take eternities to plan his mm-hmm. moves or whatever, and yet we who have such a passing life
yeah.
sit back and just hesitate yeah. and try to plan and try to get things yeah. right in this very short amount of time that right. we have.
We've talked a little bit about why this happens, about why we get stuck in this pattern of a circle, like why we get stuck in this rut. But how can we, number one, identify that in our own lives? And number two, how can we make that effort to move forward?
Number one is we have to recognize that God's purpose for us is out there, mm-hmm. is forward motion. Think about many churches, they get stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
You know, this is it. This is as good as it gets. Or there is some prior experience or revival that was the high point. Mm-hmm. No. God is doing something new now. There is a promised land in the future. Move forward. Mm-hmm. In your family, in your accomplishment, move forward. There are plenty of reasons to stay back, right? Things like, man, I've messed up, or I don't deserve it, or you don't know what people have done to me. You don't know what family has done to me. You know, you have plenty of reasons to go, the mountain is good enough. I don't need the promised land. I don't deserve the promised land. But as a child of God, you have to follow and obey God and say, Lord, it doesn't matter what I think. If the better is out there, then I'm going after that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Brief, short, one-time chance at life you've given to me, I'm not going to waste it circling this mountain.
Yeah.
When there's a land flowing with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Out there.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, one thing I've found in my personal life, one thing that always holds me back from being obedient, from moving forward, is I've got unconfessed sin in my life. Mm. I've got stuff that I'm holding on to, and I'm like, oh, how can I write a book on the goodness of God when I've got all this unconfessed sin? Yeah. How can I write these songs praising who God is? So, you know, as long as that sin stays in there and it's undealt with, of course, I'm not going to move forward.
Yeah.
I'm not going to grow spiritually because how can I?
You don't have that desire that push that says, I want to be with God. It's kind of that.
I'm too busy covering all that up.
Right.
I'm too busy hiding it, or I'm too busy trying to justify it.
Yeah.
I can't move forward when I do stuff like that.
The key is to keep your eyes on God.
Right.
You know, clarify who God is and whether you know him.
That's right.
And if you know who God is, he's the God of promises. He's a God of the future. Of course, the past and present too, but he's a God of hope. So let's move forward. And great days are ahead.
Beautiful.
You know, great days ahead. We don't have to die in the wilderness. Mm. Just like the Bible says, you know, their carcasses fell. Now listen, those people went to heaven, but they never could get to see the promised land here. Mm. I don't want to be like that.
Yeah.
I want to see what God has for us in the future and also in heaven.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, and God has some wonderful things in store for us. And I refuse to be bitter. I refuse to give in, give up. I refuse to blame people or blame myself or blame my circumstances or blame God. It's time to stop circling those mountains.
Amen.
And go forward.
That's right. I love that. If you enjoyed today's topic or have suggestions for future topics, let us know by sending us a text at 252-582-5028. You can also visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, and you can support us financially on the same website. Just click that button to donate. Every gift that you give goes not only to funding this radio show, but to building up countless other ministries for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Ryan, I got a question to you.
Yeah.
This is coming in from Mark B. I just got this question this morning. What was your favorite band when you were in high school?
Favorite band?
Tasha, I'll actually open up that to you as well. Do you remember what bands you liked in high school?
There was so many I can't remember now. But in college, it was the 77s.
Oh, okay.
I do like the 77s.
Do you remember the 77s?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Do you remember PFR, Pray for Rain? These are Christian bands, by the way, folks.
I don't know that one.
They have a great song. We got great songs. I mean, there's one PFR did called, Goldie's Last Days.
Okay. Wow.
Very nice.
Yeah, you got to go listen to that.
All right. What was your favorite band?
My favorite band in high school is a kind of, I guess indie would be the right word for it, Christian band named Cademan's Call.
Really?
Yeah, I remember them.
I love Cademan's Call. Really, a very acoustic driven, really thick harmonies.
You would not strike me as like an acoustic, like alternative guy in high school, really.
Don't think alternative.
I
got you. Less alternative
like
and
indie?
More. Yeah, like indie. Indie would be a good way to describe that.
Wow.
But really, like really tight 3-4-part harmonies, just kind of like a cajon and guitar, like
Cademan's
a shaker.
Call. I'm going to have to look that up.
I remember them. Cademan's Call was where it was at.
Well, Mark, there you go.
I love it. We love you guys. We'll see you next year on Clearview Today.